There's a text that, not about you, there's a text from Jean. Do you have an air fryer at home?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jean did a 3-pound turkey boned and rolled in an air fryer over Christmas. It turned out delicious.
Goy.
There you go.
What? Who did what? What's the story there? Hold on, Ray. What's the story? Who did a turkey in an air fryer?
Jean.
What?
Jean did.
Jean, disgrace on you. Absolute disgrace. I hope you get snowed in. And I hope your air fryer breaks down. Dave, that was beautiful, by the way.
Wasn't it beautiful?
I was just passing by and I heard this absolutely beautiful sound. Absolutely amazing.
Can I just say
top
to you, every time you're passing in, you don't have to come in.
Well, no, I just popped in to see it.
Yeah.
I actually got a his and hers air fryer for Christmas, so it's absolutely brilliant. I'm actually on my way to the Young Scientist, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Simon Harris is favourite to win it this year, so best of luck to him on it, yeah. So I'm just, I was actually down there earlier, and I want to say a big shout out to Skullmira Gone Smaller, right?
Yeah,
from Dundalk.
Skullmira Gone Small, yeah.
Yeah, from Dundalk. Yeah. And they are doing a survey, right? They're taking seawater, if you mix it with oxygen, can people... No, actually, sorry, that's not what they're doing. They're doing this project on why is Dahi O'Shea on television for 20 years? So, yeah.
They're not.
Yeah,
they're not.
And then Simon Harris is doing, he's basically going, can he solve the housing crisis quicker by using Lego or Duplo? That's it. You know what, Ray? Fianna Fáil are proof that if you eat your greens, you can grow bigger. That's true. Yeah, I thought about that. Haven't you?
I have. No, yeah, I got that. Yeah.
But no, a lot of people, I also want to say, big shout out to St. Enos's, who are in Ballyhooly.
Yes.
And they're doing the thing as, is Marty Morrissey human? And would he be better off with Oliver Plunkett's head on his shoulders rather than his own?
That's not fair.
Actually, you're right, Ray. Yeah. Sorry to Oliver Plunkett if he's listening. For any association. I'm glad you asked me about Dancing with the Stars,
no,
Niamh.
I'm
glad you asked me, Niamh.
I was going to say to you, have you ever got the phone call?
I did. Actually, this year, right?
Yeah.
Dancing with the Staff, as it used to be known, but now it's not called Dancing with the Staff because the people, it used to be 11 RTE employees and then they get someone else, right? That's the way it was. But now because you have to ask permission, can they go on it?
Yes.
You see, they said no.
There's no RTE people there.
No, there's loads of RTE people.
No, there isn't.
There's loads of people there. Your board does the weather.
Joanna Donnelly.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
She's met Erin. She's not officially RTE.
Yeah, well, look, well, she's on it. I won't get started on the weather, don't I? I'll save that for a bit, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, I just know, I had a look at the people on it, right? Now, I recognised a few. I recognised two organs in one name, Mickey Joe Hart. And I recognise, what's your man's name? That really dull, shifty, insufferable.
No, he's not. He's a lovely man.
Kevin
Dundon, yes.
No, that's not who I meant, right? Kevin's a lovely man. So you're saying Kevin Dundon is an insufferable bore?
I'm not.
Ray Darcy, RT employees, is saying Kevin Dundon is an insufferable.
I
actually agree with you, Ray, but I'm just pretending he's not. He's not. Now, the problem is, I looked at the list, right,
yes,
of the people who are on Dancing with the Staff, and if you know what? Some of them are so unfamous, their parents don't even know them. When they wake up in the morning, they actually have to Google themselves before they go out. That's true.
That is not true.
It is true.
They're known to certain constituencies.
Yeah. In other words, who's free? I was asked to go on it. This is true,
yes.
Niamh. I was asked to go on it, but when I turned up for the audition, they found out I had no legs.
Oh, no.
What, Niamh?
No.
It's a joke. Don't worry. I do have legs. How do you think I get around? I'm glad she's laughing. You think it's funny and I'm saying your music is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And I heard you there in 1975. Right? I cannot believe Rod Stewart is 80 years of age.
Today?
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing, isn't it?
It is absolutely. He was out digging up, covering potholes in his house in Essex a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
On the news.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, I know there's this whole thing in Ireland, are Rod Stewart and Twink the same person? I just think they have the same hairdresser, right? Because the two of them have never been seen together, people say, but I actually saw them, right? I saw them last week in Brookside. I was walking by Harry Street, right? And I looked over, I actually first said, Jesus, Jedward have let themselves go. But it was actually Twink and Rod Stewart. So they are actually different people. Just so, if you're listening out there, right?
Yeah. But isn't it amazing he's still doing what he's doing at the age of 80?
Ah, it's just absolutely brilliant. I mean, I was Parkhead Celtic. He's out digging up roads and he's still playing football and he's doing all them things. Yeah, he's absolutely brilliant.
Did you know he's colourblind? I was telling the listeners yesterday.
No, but that's not very interesting.
I suppose.
Have you got something against your listeners? Or were you born them a duffer?
Because I was talking to him because he's celebrating his 80th birthday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he dresses sort of quite flamboyantly, you know, mad colours that sometimes clash. Yeah. And I was just telling him that we interviewed him once and he told me, look, it's sounding boring now. But
it was boring yesterday as well, Ray. At least you're consistent. No one can say you're not. You in the pocket of the RT management going on boarding people about that stuff.
Well, anyway, I'm not in the pocket of it. If only you knew. I'm not going to share it with you now on air. Right. But Niamh, are you going to save us from this?
What's your stance on Greenland?
Iceland?
Which one's the supermarket, right?
What?
Which one's the supermarket?
Iceland.
Yeah, okay.
I think they're... Are they still in business?
No, they're gone. Strikes and everything. The staff got... Don't go there.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Right, Niamh, please.
Okay.
Save us.
Niamh, that, by the way, that was absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, are there any gigs coming up?
Thank you so much. Not at the moment. Hibernating until the Vicar Street, March 6th, the awards will be on. So I'll be performing with the band.
The Choice Music Awards. And you've got to sing as a cover.
The Three Arena. Tell you, won't be long before the Three Arena.
Bit by bit, eh? This is a Sam Cooke song.
Where are you from, by the way, Niamh?
So go ahead, Niamh. Go ahead.
Don't know much about history.